with a leather strap.
Okay. What mm-hmm. about what you sharpen a small knife on?
That's wet rock.
And a bigger tool?
Now some people call them, I believe, the hone, H-O-N-E, a hone. But your wet rock is what you're going to sharpen, and then you've got your grind rock mm-hmm. that you used to turn. We have an old big one in our backyard, not that we ever used it, but it's still there.
And something that children would play on, you take a board and fix it over a trestle?
Seesaw.
Okay. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
And what about taking a board and fixing it down in the center and it spin around and around?
That to us was a spinning genie.
Okay. And did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle of it?
Oh, I've bounced a many an hour.
We call it
bouncy, just exactly what you were doing.
How would you build that?
Well, you just lay a piece here and try to get you a good strong board. And of course, the heavier one had the shorter end. You tried to balance it. If you were bouncing with a heavier person, you got a little. If you were the lighter one, you got a little longer end of the board to keep it kind of
so
uniform in the bounce that it gave you. Otherwise, you got kicked up in the air about so high.
Yes. Built like a seesaw, in other words?
You were not that high from the ground. Uh-huh. If you were bouncing, your board would lay on this piece, turn this way, and your bounce board goes over this way.
Mm-hmm.
And where the ends of your board would always hit the ground to give you that kick up in the air. And of course, if you were seesawing, normally you would be, higher
mm-hmm.
where your legs wouldn't touch the ground until you came down and kicked them out this way to keep them from getting under the seesaw. Yeah.
Do you hear of a joggling board?
We never called it that here. I've never heard that term used, joggling board, no.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make
it. Oh, that's a swing.
And what if people carry coal in?
Well, now, coal scuttle, I believe, is what we always called it on the railroad. We never did use very much coal at home, but you always had your coal scuttle. In fact, only until about 6 or 7 years old, did I have any other kind of heat in the depot. I was still carrying coal. I bet I carried this building full in the 30 years I've been out here.
The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is called the...
From the stove to the chimney?
Yeah,
the pipe.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's...
And what does that fit in?
Well, it fits into your flue, like here, going out to that. That would be what we would call the flue. We run the stove pipe from the stove up and ran it into the flue. And that means you've run it into the part that's permanently affixed to your building, whatever it might be.
Do you have a stove near it?
You better believe we did. About six, a little more than six. Now, the stove here, they put gas in here a little longer than that, but up at Mexi I had it just about a year or two before I came down here, and I've been down here 6 years. So really, I've stopped. I haven't retired from the coal care in more than 8 years.
Something you can move bricks or something heavy like that in. It's got a wheel at the front.
Oh, wheelbarrow?
Okay.
Of course, we'd say wheelbarrow. I would say wheelbarrow.
Okay.
If I told Mama I was going to get the wheelbarrow and roll the leaves away, you'd never say wheelbarrow around my house.
And the thing that people drive nowadays is called the...
Like car.
Okay. Any other names for car?
Well, a lot of people say automobile, but it's just strictly car as far as I'm concerned. You get in the car and you go, or you either get in the truck and you go, which is, in our case, a pickup truck at home.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Grease it or oil it.
And you say, yesterday he...
I greased the tractor or the truck, or I greased the door, or I oiled the door.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands...
My hands were greasy.
And